yoke is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Each day, we tackle a new topic, host group prayer, and I assign you a daily task, and this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is stop making trespasses invitees in your life. Come on and say that with me. Stop making trespasses invitees in your life. Our scripture for today comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry on the ministry website, which is feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Additionally, you can call in live and sit down at the table to eat this hot breakfast with me on Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you're unable to call in live, I leave this hot breakfast on the stove for you on my Feel the Fire website. It is posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. So come to the table, get your hot breakfast, and invite someone else as well. We are empowering you through the Word of God. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 43 through 45, and I am reading from the KJV. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. What is our topic for this morning? Stop making trespassers invitees in your life. Now, in order for you to really get the context of this, I first need to define the different type of status that a person can occupy when they are on the premises of another person. So legally, there are three levels. And those of you who know I'm also an attorney. So there are three levels. One being the highest level is an invitee. That's someone whom you have specifically invited onto your presence or your premises. Example, for lunch, or for example, for a party. And to them, you owe the highest duty of care. You have to inspect your premises. You have to make sure that there are no hidden dangers there, but also that there are no open dangers. So for the invitee, you have to affirmatively go through, inspect your yard, your premises. You owe them the highest duty of care. Then there is the licensee. The licensee is lower than the invitee in relation to their right to be on your property. A licensee is someone that you have granted permission to be on your property for a specific purpose. For example, if you buy a ticket to a baseball game or a football or basketball game, you will notice on the back of the ticket, it will say that you are a licensee. This means that the owner of the property or the team has granted you permission to be on their property for a specific purpose, i.e. to come and watch the game. You do not have the same privileges as an invitee, but you have permission to be there for that purpose. And once the purpose for which you are on the property ends, or if you violate that purpose, your status can then change to a trespasser. For example, the mall is open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. and or maybe 10 a.m., whatever the hours are. And you are in the mall, you are usually a licensee. But and in some places, you may be an invitee, because these types of status can be fluid. But once the mall closes, you don't have the right to still be in the mall. And if they tell you to leave, the mall is closed, or even if it's not closed, but you violate your status there and they tell you to leave, but you won't, they'll call the police and say, this person is a trespasser. Or you're at the game and you begin to fight other people who are there, security will come to eject you because now they're revoking your license. You're a trespasser. And then the lowest level of status is a trespasser. Legally, a trespasser is someone who has no right to be on your property. You have not granted them permission to be there. But even with a trespasser, you owe the general duty to just make sure your premises are generally safe. You don't have to go do any special inspections for them or anything like that, that you must do with an invitee, but you have to make sure your premises are generally safe. For example, a robber wants to break into your home and you have this large fence in your backyard. And you have three Rottweilers there, but you have no signs posted saying beware of dangerous dogs or beware of dogs. Then the robber crosses your fence and he is mauled by the trespasser. Or you have heard many times of burglars breaking into someone's home and then there was a dog in the home and the burglar was bitten but turns around and sues the homeowner through the homeowner's insurance. And you always say, how could they do that? They didn't have a right to be there. They were actually criminal trespassers, because even to the trespasser, there's a duty of general care. So this is important, because when we go back to our topic of telling you to stop making trespassers invitees, it shows that when you change the status of someone, it also changes the amount of time, the amount of duty, the amount of care that you have to give to them. Praise the Lord. So in today's word in Matthew, we read how the spirit had been evicted from a person's life. In other words, this is someone who had decided that I'm going to clean up my life. I know that I haven't always been doing what I was supposed to do, have not always lived the way I was supposed to live. Maybe I had been a backbiter or a gossiper. Maybe I was an adulterer or a fornicator. Maybe I was a criminal. Maybe I was in any type of sin. I don't just want to call out those things that we always like to pick on, in any type of disobedience to the will of God. Maybe I was backslidden. And then the person says, now I want to get back into alignment with the Lord and rededicate my life. Or now, for the first time, I want to give my life to Christ. So in that scenario in Matthew, the person had cleaned up his life and evicted all of those people, all of those situations, all of those past behaviors that were destructive and in opposition to God's will from his life or from her life. So that means that all of those things, all of the old man, if you will, which once had invitee or licensee status, now had trespasser status because they had been evicted. But look at what the word says happened. When the spirits or that old man, that past was evicted, it went somewhere looking for someone else's life to destroy, someone else's marriage to wreck, someone else's mentality to pull down into depression, someone else's body to reek with infirmity, someone else's finances to come and pull down into bankruptcy, someone else's joy, someone else's peace, someone else's career, someone else's children, someone else's academic progress. It went looking for someone else to destroy, but no one else would give that past invitee or licensee status. So the word says that the past, the unclean spirit said, well, you know what? I'll just go back to the same place that I've been evicted from. But when I come back, I'm not just going to come back by myself. I'm not just going to come back as the old drunken man or the old promiscuous woman. I'm not just going to come back as the adulterer or the fornicator. Rather, I'm going to go find some other sins, some other destructive behavior, because the word said the spirit came back with and brought seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And in so doing, they came back into that person's life and they dwelt there and made the status of the person's current life worse than it was before. This is what happens in your life, in my life, when we allow the old man, the old past, old destructive behaviors, old destructive people, old destructive relationships, old destructive thought processes, old destructive behaviors that we have identified as contrary to our purpose, that we have evicted, we have served notice and had them removed by the spiritual sheriff, which is the Holy Spirit of God, to come back, take up residency in our lives again, and remove them from trespasser status, that they are without permission to invitee, do what you want with my life. Do what you will with my life, Satan. Have your way. Destroy my marriage. Destroy my children. Bring drugs into my home. Take me back out to being that woman on the street. This is what happens when you allow Satan to come back and claim authority in your life. And now we're almost out of time, so I'm going to have to wrap this up. But I need you to understand that Satan comes in spiritually, but he manifests the destructive behaviors naturally. Satan, the spirit, the past, comes back into you spiritually first, and then it takes hold of your mind. It begins to cause you to salivate for things that you know that you've given up because they mean you no good. Friends who were backstabbers and gossipers, told all your business, sometimes even slept with your husband or wife, and they're coming to you with that deceptive, manipulating spirit saying, well, you're a Christian, you have to forgive me, so now you must allow me back into your life. Those are trespassers. Quit giving them invitee status. Forgiving someone does not require you to go back into renewed fellowship. That is a lie from the devil. Forgiveness removes the spiritual consequences. It does not automatically remove the natural consequences of the offense. If you think I'm not correct, or if you think I'm incorrect, go to Jesus hanging on the cross between two thieves. One thief acknowledged that Jesus was Lord, and Jesus told him, this day
you shall be with me in paradise. In other words, I have forgiven you spiritually. The spiritual consequence is removed. Instead of going to hell, you will live with me in paradise. But the natural consequence of your sin, i.e. the death that will occur with you hanging on the cross, I don't remove it. He didn't bring the thief down. He didn't remove the nails from the thief's hand. He didn't say, okay, because you are forgiven, now you will live. No, the thief still suffered the natural consequence. If you go out and murder someone today, God forbid, and you ask God for forgiveness, he will forgive you. But that won't stop you from going to prison. That's God's grace and mercy. So quit letting trespassers come in and confuse you, weigh your life down, your spirit down, your mentality down, by forcing you to change their status from a trespasser to an invitee through manipulating the word of God and saying, well, as a Christian, you must allow me back into your life. I know I stole your money, but now you must still be willing to go out and have lunch with me. I know I slept with your spouse, or I'm your spouse, and I know I cheated, so you must be willing to stay in this marriage. No. Forgiveness doesn't require that. That's your grace and mercy if you choose to renew fellowship. See, this is what trespassers do. They come back into your life, and they have this same spirit as we saw in the Word. They bring more wicked things. They have no intention of doing you right. You must quit and stop, cease and desist making trespassers those to which you owe the highest duty of care and time and energy, an invitee, that kind of status. Woo, we got to pray and I got to get off. Praise the Lord. I might continue this tomorrow if the Lord says so, because this is powerful. Dear Lord, come on and get in to a spirit of prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you. We glorify you. This is the day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we cannot thank you enough this morning for the power of your word, because you said it is profitable and applicable in all situations. It comes in and it rebukes, it restores, it empowers, Lord God. It stirs us up and it provokes us. So that we live this life every day because we have chosen to serve you. Now, Lord, I ask that you bless everyone on this broadcast. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them in their uprising and bless them in their down sitting. Bless the fruit and the labor of their hands. Bless their minds this morning. Bless their bodies, Lord. Bless their spirits, Jesus. Touch their families, God. Touch their children right now and keep angels all around them, Lord God. I speak that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord God, that even now the blood of Jesus is moving all in their lives, cleaning up their past. Father, you said that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. There are people on this broadcast, Lord, who have let go, relinquished, and extinguished their past. But the past is trying to come back. That trespassing spirit, that trespassing life, that old man, that old woman that was disobedient to your will, it is trying to creep back into their lives. Sometimes, Lord, the trespasser is coming as a friend. Sometimes, Lord, the trespasser is coming as a family member. Sometimes, Lord, the trespasser is coming as a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse. Sometimes, Lord, the trespasser is on the job. Sometimes, God, the trespasser is even in the church. Sometimes, Lord, the trespasser is in our minds, because we are allowing our minds and our energy to be focused and dedicated on things that do not come in and evoke the peace, the joy, and the prosperity of the Lord. Lord, I need you to be the spiritual sheriff in our lives and come in and remove these trespassers, because we're putting them on notice this morning that our lives belong to God. Our bodies belong to God. Our minds belong to God. Our children, our spouses, our homes, our peace, our joy, our healing, our protection, our finances, everything that we have, everything about us belongs to you, Lord. Help us to realize that you got purpose for us. You got victory for us. We don't have to live in a state of despair, depression, being shall evict the trespassers and never allow them to come back. We owe them no enhanced level of care anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. I got to end, so I'm going to give an altar call right quickly. If you're on this broadcast and you are not saved, or did you know that you are finding yourself going back to your ways and you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord, you're in the right place here on Morning Motivation. I don't care what you did yesterday, last night, even right before this broadcast started, or even now. If you want to get your life right with the Lord, the doors of heaven are open unto you. Please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sins. Hallelujah. I ask forgiveness, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I rededicate myself to you. Now I confess that you are my Savior. Hallelujah. Now I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Wherever you are, magnify the Lord for the new souls that are new converts or that have rededicated to the Lord. I encourage you to join me for this hot breakfast. I get into some real issues here because I'm trying to empower you and empower myself. So I'm authentic. I don't come to sugarcoat. Join me here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Call in at 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180. If for any reason you missed this broadcast, please go to fieldfire.com, fieldfire.com, and you can hear it on the Morning Motivation page. That's fieldfire.com, fieldfire.com. I'll see you in the morning, but before I do, let me give you our task for today. The topic for this morning was stop making trespassers invitees in your life. Your task for today is for you to evaluate everybody who's in your life. This includes family and friends, everybody, and determine if they are there for your destruction or for your good. And if they are there for your destruction, it is time that you evict them from your inner circle, your inner mind. They may be family or coworkers. You can't get rid of them, you know, forever or completely. But you can remove them from your inner circle of life because they are trespassers. They mean you no good. All right? I know this was powerful. Join me in the morning, and please share this word with someone else. It will be posted on fieldfire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. Go and be victorious today. You just got rid of the trespass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.